Okay. Now let's talk a little bit about different efanim of achila. Like shlagidarach. Is the achila of kippur any different than any other machalos and suras? Because the Torah says it in a funny way. Because all machalos and suras don't eat. Right? This is achila. Question is, Ben Kippur it says, Tano is a Meshechem, Me'er Barara, of Yishradas, that's why the share is Peseves, because the share is Yishradas. So the question is, and you will see in different Fanim, that might be an Afghamina because of the way the Torah discusses this. So the first one was again to the Shagasari. Pick the Shuvah of the Shagasari, the Chayez Mechadish. That even though on Kol Tehar Kula, if you eat Shabbat Yiderech Achiva, for Mashal, if you eat raw chaylev, or you eat something, you cook something that's eaten very hot, Ram says, it's also called Shabbat Yiderech Achiva, so you burn your tongue, that's called Shabbat Yiderech Achiva, and you potter. So he says, Yom Kippur, you don't be chayev. Why? Because when Tehar asks Achiva, then there's a svara, that Zachila, Shlagidarach is not called Achila. But over here, it's telling Yishradas. So even if you eat Shlagidarach, Saif Nosaif, you're going to have that Yishradas. You're not going to be mourning. That's the Shabbos I want to touch. Mizaraya. The Shlakish holds the Achila Gasa, the Mkippah is part of it. It's part of the Asher Lois Une, Prat Lamazik. Chil gas is mazik you, so there for your part. So the Shagazari, hey, it's not if it's mazik you. Let's say it's not mazik you, but it's like you're there, Achila. So Achila gas is mazik you, then you pop it. But if it's not mazik you, even if it's like you're there, he wants to say the Ichai. The Sav Sefer argues, and he wants to say that since it's telling Yishvadas, so Meila, since the Yishvadas doesn't just come from the fact that you have food in your stomach. The Yishvadas also eat the Derech Achila, then there's the Yishvadas of eating. But Meila wants to say that even being the Kippur is different, that's totally Eno, it's totally Yishvadas, he still wants to say that the Chsarin in Shlaki Derech is not just a Chsarin in Maisa Achila. The Chzor of Shlagidarech is going to impact on that Mishvadas of the Achila as well. Now, the Menachas Chinuch is Mesupik. Rabbi Kippur is totally in Hanaz Garay, Hanaz Me'ay. Because in all Machal's Asuras, the one who is in Machal's Yerech and Rishlash, Ayichayiv for Hanos Goroi, we have in swallowing, in your throat, in your mouth, your palate, that's probably a better word. Hanos Goroi is your palate, that's what Hanos is, that's what Isser is, or is it Hanos Me'ai? What's an Akamina? Akamina is, a guy eats a Chatzizayas, and he throws it up. And then he eats another Chatzizayas, even if he eats the same Chatzizayas, it's not so considered from there. Right, chatzayis. So if you hold that the iser is hanos me'ayim, that's terasers. So then over here he doesn't have a full zayis in his stomach. If you hold this is hanos goring, so that you had he ate it twice, chatzichatzi, ate the shit mechilas pas. And it's higher because he had Hanaz Garen on full Kataris. That's the Gemara. Gemara says, what's an Akamina? Another Akamina is one Akamina. Another Akamina is whether you count if there's some stuff, some of the food gets stuck in his teeth or in his mouth, so as you didn't swallow full Kataris. If you hold Stalin in Hanaz Garen, you didn't have Kataris. Stalin in Hanaz Garen, then you had a Kataris. That's Gemara says, nothing. Allah we paskin. That Yichayev Hanaz Garen with Rambam says that Masha Ben Achenichayim, it's not what's in your palate, what's in your teeth, that counts.
What if it didn't taste good?
again, if it's to the point where it's Zish Lagadarach, then it'll be Alta Patash Lagadarach.
It's not literally like it has to taste good.
Right, right, it doesn't have to taste good. Okay. It's the point where it's Mamish and not edible, then it's not edible. The nose goes, and no, it means your palate tasted it.
No, okay.
Doesn't necessarily mean tasting good, they had enough. Now, Klaitim and Chinuch, what's the Rabbi and Kippur? Do we say that he's totally in? Was it Shir Kesedis? Again, is what's between your, what's in your palate, you know, if you didn't swallow a full Kesedis, are you Mechayev or not? So he says, so you would pass him by Machos Asuras is totally in an Osgar, and maybe the Ishvadas needs that you swallow it. Because if the Ishvadas could be that the Mesachar is Mesupin. Maybe that in Kippur is totally in swallowing. If not enough, the Gaelic Isaias, Gaelic Asebes, you have to need more than the Kesebes because the little bit that gets stuck, it doesn't go down the hatch, so maybe you're fine. Chum Seifer is because of the about it. Chum Seifer in Simukuch HaZayin says Lahedya that Kesebes and Kippur you need more than Kesebes because you have to swallow a full Kesebes. Now, Chaim Eizer and Achiezer says L'chayr it's against the Ferish of the Mar. It's Chum Seifer against the Ferish of the Mar. Shuos if the Mar says according to Rebbe Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Shuvah. That's the Malacha. Rebbe Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Shuvah. So the Gemara says, Koris, V'yayim Ba'ahech Mishkach Eslo. Where do you have a case that you chayev Koris for Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So how do you have a chayev Koris for Yom Kippur?
The Gemara. The
Gemara asks Kash, what?
You get instant Kapara for all the errors you do on that day?
One second.
What's the Koris Chal?
What?
What do you mean?
So he ate, you know. End of the Gemara. The Ach Umza V'chinkasa Remis. He ate and he choked. He choked on the food. And then he died right away. Look, Rashi. Over Rega Minayoyim Lachad Rasa. He didn't have a second of Yom Kippur to Mechaper. As soon as he died right away. That's what I said. So, Chaim Eizer, he choked. Right? He didn't swallow it yet. So, you see, he died before he choked, right? So, Chaim, you see that even though it didn't reach his stomach, Chaim is still your Chaim. This is the Achiezer of Business Rai against Chassam Saif. Well, so this is the only Firash. If he tells this, Taisus says, this is the Yishai. Taisus says, the Kippur is only Mechaper at the end of the day. It's not every second the Kippur is Mechaper. So if he died, even afterwards, right, he could die after he swallowed. And they were, but the Kippur is Mechaper at the end, and that's why it's Taisus. He died in Kippur. That's why that case was Chayav Koris. Now, the Chassid then says they found some cipher in Chul and Kufkim over in that sugya that says many just cipher that Meya doesn't mean your intestines doesn't mean astronomish go down. It means was Yotzim Migroinoi the base Mokim Bliyasa. As you swallow it. When you swallow it, left your throat and went down a little bit. That's enough called base of bleed.
What?
That's enough to be called the
line.
Right. So it went. I guess it started going down the pipe. That's already. So mela, that's called mas mei bread. Mela, Dr. Achiezer, I'm saying for the shasai, it's not strapped anymore. It says he choked. Doesn't I would say he didn't swallow it yet, but it could be he didn't get down to his stomach, but he doesn't mean the stomach. Maybe it could be a choke as it went down, left his throat. by the sun going down. That's where it's called Mayan. Mela, that's the last parrots. That's the way we have it. So if you're ready, then you're high at cards, that's what's in here.
So I went down on the right and then afterwards went back up and down on the
back. Why did he choke?
Yeah. Because then I could, like,
I don't know. The only way he choked is it went down. Oh my god, that's the only way to choke.
I think like
it goes again. Oh, fine. So, it could be as long as the left throat. Right? Maybe that's how it's called.
Doesn't matter which
fight. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Right. That's it. It went out of the pipe. Right?
Okay. That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, but it says, though, that the taste is more not like that. It's a chidish from Sefer. It's very places in Kulin that. Shlachish holds the chayif achilas meyav. He says even kovishes that was digested. He says that shlachish the chayif meyav is even before it was digested. It's mashma that it went down to the intestines, but chiddush is you only need it to be digested. Chilas sefer it's pasha. It didn't even get anywhere near it. So akpane at least the subset b'shkasai he covers it. Meschinach is mesubek vayter. That even if we're going to say that you're not chayif hanaz garim, you need hanaz me'ayim on your kippos. You sure that's hanaz garim is not enough. But he says, but the question is, what are you chayif just for hanaz me'ayim, or do you also need hanaz garim for your kippur? Now, the kippur we say normally hanaz garim alone is enough. In kippur, you need hanaz me'ayim. The question is, the Hanaz Ma'ayim alone now Mechayiv you, or do you also need an Azgar? He wants to bring a Raya, the fact that Achilas, Hamitzar, of Yom Kippur, Bechdei Achilas Pras. Right? We eat half a Kisavis, and within 3 or 9 minutes, eat another half a Kisavis, so then you eat your Mamish one shot. That's the Shem Bechdei Achilas Pras. Says in the Chizchidach, if everything is totally the Ma'ayim, so why should it be totally the Chilas Pras? It should be totally in digesting. As long as you didn't digest the first food yet, the Shir Ikel, 7 to 2 minutes. Why, if it's totally just in the Ma'ayim, why should it be totally the Chilas Pras? Alamai, if you say it's totally in you need to know also, that's why it's only the Chilas Pras, because then only then is it start with Ma'ayim Sachila. If it's totally only the Ma'ayim, then it should be a bigger Shir. Chaim is the same tshuva. He means different raya. Reb Shimon says, "Ha'ichol levela b'yom Kippurim, you're potter. Why? Because ain't it chalisa? Ain't it chalisa? So this in levela was first. This in Kippur is not chal on this of the day. So only chayif levela, not chayif in Kippur. In fact, Chaim Eizer, if you hold." Then Kippur Yechayiv only on the Me'ayim, Hanas Me'ayim, and you don't care about the Nas Garayim. So the Chayra, you should Chayiv both. Why? Because when Yechayiv on the Nevela, when you chew it, it goes to your mouth. Hanas Garayim. When Yechayiv on Kippur, when you swallow it. So there's no stirrup. When is the Chal Isser? There's always Chal Isser. The Isser of Yom Kippur is on the Me'ayim. This year of the Nebela is on the Garden. So, there's no problem in his Chalisa. Elamai, even if you hold, even Ma'ayim, but the Garden is also a factor. Even Rabbi Yechon says, it's totally the Ma'ayim, or Shusaka Kahu, says it's totally Ma'ayim, but you need the Garden also. So, Nebela, since you need the Garden also, if by the Garden, say it's Chalisa, so Nebela, you're not going to be Chayim Kippur for the Nebela. The Chaim Eizer was talking about up there whether a chayla should eat a day what he calls a klister, some type of tube that they feed him through a tube. They have, I think it's little, they have what they call it here, called a zonda.
It's a mouth or?
No, I think it wasn't through the mouth, but
G-tube.
What's it called?
G-tube.
The G-tube, okay. And this is what's called a zonda. So the question is, would it go straight down? You know, you have no Hanaz Garim. So Chaya, he was asked, hey, Chaya, you should do that in Kippur. Now that was a shayla. Is that Mutter in Kippur? So he said, that's where he discussed his holy day. He says, in the Tilcham Sefer, that you need a Nas Mayim, like we just said, but in the Tilcham Sefer, that you need a Nas Mayim, you also need a Nas Garden. And then over here, since you're not going to have a Nas Garden, you need a Potter. Good. Here, the food, even though the food is making it to your intestines, but it's not stopping off in your mouth.
Suddenly, if the tube is not going to the mouth, or
no, it is going to your mouth, but the food is not touching your mouth, but you're not eating a Nas Garden. I mean, that thing is stuck down your throat. It's not why you're not enjoying it as much. I don't know. I'm not sure that happened to you, but I can't imagine it's too pleasant for you. It's not much of an Asgard over there.
Yeah, but it's not much of a field because it's going to be taken away anyway. Stuff. Like a healthy person can't just go and cheat
and yeah, maybe that's for your bun, I don't know. Certainly not in this time, it's the Raisa. Certainly not going to miss the Raisa. And no, because he says, Chaim explains it, because we really know that when Perez says Eno, you mean Skini. Perez says, you have to, Hanas after Seichan, Hanas after Shalom Yuna, how do you know that Eno is a Chilo? So Mar learns out from, he says in Torah, Bayamcha Bayaribecha, Bayachilcha Saman, so Hashem said that Hashem paid us and they gave us the money. So you see that the Eno was not having food, then Hashem gave us food. So says the Achiezer, so what it says by Achilcha, right? To offset the Eno, what do you have to do? You have to eat. So Mary says, even though you need an Asmayan, so always it doesn't affect the Eno, we also need Hashem Achila. We also need Achila. And Achila needs the garden. So Meila, since what offsets Eno is Achila, the Achilcha Saman, making his own Joshua over here. So Meila, Rabbi Yanaz Garen, and Meila, the two, Inarai. Look, name is Raya. Then is the Kol Sum Shemitaira, the only Lagi Derech Achila. So he says, Yishlokish, it says, Tom the Mayan, Yishlokish says, Tom the Mayan, the age like the Derech, why you put there? I, Tom the Mayan. Now, Mayan, you need Garden also. So, Akbar, that's all, I will say that even Sadi, you need Mayan, or even for the Yishlokish, all generally, it's Tom the Hanaz Mayan, but still, it's not just Hanaz Mayan, Hanaz Garden. Again, all these sir, and even on Yom Kippur, where it's holy in Inoy, that the Chaim already says, this is the Achilch is what's the bottom of the Inoy, so then it has to be any Hashem, then it has to have Hashem Achila, and if it's not Hanaz Garen, then you're part. So then it feeds that, Bukhaira, it's Pasha, that if someone has an army, right? Bukhaira's not like he's not like it. It's better than and the Junda, what you call the G2, right? Is this going straight in the water? It's not even going to your name. So, the question is, there's a chayla, Sheesh Mizakana, and knows he has to eat. Is he mechuyev to check himself at the hospital, to have the two put down? Shalav in the car is a chayla, he's mechuyev to do everything he can, not be out of his son. So Chayr, it would cost him money. So what? Or either intravenous or then with the two. But Chayr, they shouldn't be able to have a labor answer. So Zakim Shem Zalman, I finally see a look of a gadol takes the whole picture into account. Shem Zalman is being down in Elucha Shleima, and Zalman says that, no, it's not Mechuyiv. He says, because if you start making all these gushbainis, then it might come to a sakana. Why? Because many people will think that it's only mutter, yeah, you're mechuyiv to do that. You know, once that becomes the fad, And people might start thinking that you only want to do it with intravenous, you only want to do it. So, no, but if a guy is a chodesh mizakana, and he has to eat, and he doesn't have intravenous, he doesn't have to do, he's not going to eat because it's already zach. They go and you have to do, these tricks. The medicine of Shem Zalman is intimate. Maybe adopting this practice could be maybe this akana. This Shem Zalman says, you're not machlif. He says, though, but this is someone on a personal level. Right? On a personal level, a guy has the means, he has the, you know, he has the access to such tricks, such ideas, then halal brach. But he says about it, because once we make a rabbi rab with such a thing, then in the long term, it could bring the day sakana.